Tim Scott, Joe Biden, Radical Democrats Want a Cultural Revolution. By Edwin Mora on August 24, 2020. Senator Tim Scott, RSC, during the Republican National Convention Monday, asserted that Democrat presidential candidate Joe Biden and his party are campaigning to permanently and fundamentally transform America through a cultural revolution that cancels everything it considers disagreeable. Scott's description of Biden's platform is eerily similar to Mao Zedong's own cultural revolution that gave birth to the Chinese Communist Party, CCP, ruling China. Our side is working on policy while Joe Biden's radical Democrats are trying to permanently transform what it means to be an American, Scott declared. Make no mistake, Joe Biden and his vice presidential pick Senator Kamala Harris, DCA, want a cultural revolution, a fundamentally different America, he continued. The Biden-Harris ticket is trying to turn American into a socialist country, the senator proclaimed. If we let them, they will turn our country into a socialist utopia, the South Carolina senator said. And history has taught us that path only leads to pain and misery, especially for hard-working people hoping to rise. Under President Donald Trump's first term, the United States has made tremendous progress towards America's promise that all men and all women are created equal, the first black senator from South Carolina said. President Trump built the most inclusive economy ever. 7 million jobs created pre-COVID-19, coronavirus disease, and two-thirds of them went to women, African Americans, and Hispanics, Senator Scott pointed out. He acknowledged that America has more work to do to overcome racial disparities. However, he conceded that America had made many improvements, indicating that he believes in American exceptionalism. Senator Scott declared, "We are not fully where we want to be, but I thank God Almighty we are not where we used to be. We are always striving to be better, when we stumble. And we will, we pick ourselves back up and try again. We don't give in to cancel culture or the radical and factually baseless belief that things are worse today than in the 1860s or the 1960s. We have work to do, but I believe in the goodness of America." The Republican senator suggested Trump has done more for black people than Biden. He noted that Trump's criminal justice reform law made the system fairer and just for all Americans. The bill also reversed many disparities created by Biden's 47 years in government, particularly the former vice president's support for a crime bill that put millions of black Americans behind bars, Scott added. He praised Trump for signing into law historically high funding for America's historically black colleges and universities, HBCUs, as well as a bill to give them permanent funding for the first time ever. He also lauded the president for working with him on the Opportunity Zones initiative that is bringing over $75 billion of private sector investment into distressed communities. The senator blasted Biden for disparaging blacks. "I'm here tonight to tell you that supporting the Republican ticket gives you the best chance of making that dream a reality," Scott said.